Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very glad that you've joined with us today. Today, we are experiencing a very powerful new moon solar eclipse. This is one of several events that are paving the way for the unprecedented influx of light that will take place in December of this year, 2012. Since the 25th anniversary of harmonic convergence, which took place in August of this year, the patterns of perfection from our newly birthed renaissance of divine love have been filtering into the mental and emotional strata of Earth. These patterns contain viable solutions to the maladies that are existing on Earth, and they are paving a way for humanity's transformation into the realization of the oneness of all life. This moment in time is something that we've all been preparing for since we fell into the chaos of separation and duality eons ago. In order for these new patterns of divine love to manifest quickly in the physical plane, you and I and every other person on this planet have a responsibility of being the open door for this light. As we awaken and remember why we are here, that responsibility becomes blatantly obvious to us in our hearts and minds. We will succeed in this monumental mission through various activities of light that we will be called to participate in during the next 6 weeks as we complete this very, very powerful year. This is a cosmic moment during which we must perpetually remember that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Be open and receptive. Listen to your heart and respond to your inner heart promptings. From now on, our I Am presence will be bringing many opportunities into our sphere of awareness. So pay attention and respond to what resonates in your heart. Remember, you and I have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who have not yet awakened and are still buried in their life situations so overwhelmingly that they haven't even dared to dream that they have the ability to change what's going on in their life. Today I'm going to share with you some information that will give you the opportunity to add to the light of the world in really wondrous ways. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We'll be functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life and will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the influx of love flowing forth from the heart of God into your heart plane. And through your heart plane, into the heart planes of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. As we move through this hour together, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. We are moving forward into some very, very powerful energies. So fasten your seatbelt. We've all been preparing for this cosmic moment for lifetimes. know that at the end result of this amazing ride is going to be glorious. Remember, you already have within you everything you need to fulfill your particular facet of this divine plan. So enter your heart, and from within that sacred place of the Most High Living God, ask your I Am Presence, your true God Self, to reveal to you the magnitude of the opportunities that are unfolding on Earth at this time that will allow you to add to the light of the world in wondrous ways. During the next 6 weeks, we will experience several powerful influxes of light that have the capability of moving the Earth and all life abiding on this planet forward in the light, a quantum leap. In order for this to be accomplished, God victoriously, this light must be drawn through the physical heart flame, the divinity within each person. That means you and me. The success of these events will create the necessary catalyst that will result in the birthing of the new Earth in all of her resplendent glory. This birth will take place in the realms of cause, during Earth's alignment with the galactic core of the Milky Way, which will happen during the days of the solstice, December 21st and 22nd of 2012. Even though we will not experience all of the perfection of the new Earth in our daily lives on December 23rd, 2012, the Company of Heaven want us to understand that once something has occurred in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from eventually manifesting in the world of effects, which is the physical plane of Earth. The only variable is how long that will take, and that is up to you and me and every other person existing on Earth. The patterns of perfection for the new Earth must be drawn into the physical plane, the world of effects, through the thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs of the sons and daughters of God abiding in this physical plane. These patterns include the archetypes for both our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. The paradigm for the new Earth reflects the profound truth that we are one with all life and that there is no separation. It also contains the viable solutions that will allow humanity to respond to every situation on Earth with reverence for all life. I'm going to briefly share with you the divine intent of the various influxes of light that we're going to be experiencing and the opportunity that we will all have to add to the light of the world during these events as revealed to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. So in addition to this information, your own I Am Presence is going to reveal to you your part of the plan, what you have been prepared to do during this unprecedented moment on Earth. In order for you to be the open door for this influx of light, which you are truly destined to be, it is critical that you remain in a state of listening grace throughout this important time, completing this year of 2012, and respond to your inner guidance, listen to your heart call, and add to the light of the world in as many ways as your heart resonates. This is really a 40-day process that began on Sunday, November 11th, with the influx of light that occurs every year on that sacred and holy day, 11/11. This year, we experienced an exponential expansion of the light that was anchored last year in the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy on Earth on that very powerful day that was referred to as 11/11/11. Last year, it was the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th year of the new millennium. That influx of light activated humanity's pineal glands, and it began the initial impulse of Earth's ascension into her fifth-dimensional solar reality. That event greatly expanded our new planetary cause of divine love. The success of that facet of the divine plan paved the way for the birth of the Renaissance of Divine Love, which occurred during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence in August 2012. Now, 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. Every man, woman, and child embodied on earth has the sacred geometry of 11 and 11, 11 and 11, 11, 11 encoded within the divine potential of our RNA and DNA structures. These codes are activated by our I Am presence when we move through various phases of our ascension process. During the next 6 weeks, our I Am presence will activate these codes within us in new and profound ways. This is going to occur within the four earthly bodies of every man, woman, and child on earth. This will accelerate the divine alchemy of humanity's transformation from carbon-based planetary beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. This activation will be greatly intensified by the solar and lunar eclipses that will take place this month. On November 13th, today, we are experiencing a very powerful new moon solar eclipse. The light flowing into the Earth through this celestial alignment is enhancing Earth's ascension into her new solar reality. The solar record keeper crystals that were placed throughout Earth's crystal grid system during the influx of light on 11-11-11 last year, and the new frequencies of the fifth-dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection that Saint Germain and his legions of the violet flame secured on Earth in May of this year, 2012. These energies will be amplified 1,000-fold as we experience this eclipse period. This will allow the necessary purging of the Earth and the cleansing process that is being accomplished by the elemental kingdom to move forward in more gentle ways. As this light is increased today, it will expand in momentum through this next period that we're experiencing. The devastation that took place in the United States of America during Hurricane Sandy was heartbreaking, but the number of people who survived that powerful purging was an act of divine grace. This was the most powerful storm ever recorded in the United States of America. The positive thing that seems to always happen when this kind of tragedy takes place in the world is that people everywhere revert to the inner knowing that we are one and that there is no separation. Even the least likely people open their hearts with love, compassion, and genuine caring as they reach out to their sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. In these painful situations, people around the world invoke the light of God on behalf of those who are suffering, which gives the company of heaven permission to intervene in awesome and wondrous ways. It is a great benefit, and not by chance, that we are entering this important phase of the divine plan with the hearts of people everywhere open to full breath. After the solar eclipse, the light is going to build in momentum until we experience the full moon lunar eclipse that will take place on November 28, 2012. Now, in the midst of that building momentum of light, on November 22nd, in the United States of America, we will celebrate Thanksgiving Day, when millions of people simultaneously turn their attention to the people, places, conditions, and things they are grateful for in their lives. It creates a collective cup of consciousness that allows the divine quality of gratitude to expand, expand, and expand through all life on this sweet earth. That expansion of gratitude will greatly intensify the positive effects of this lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse on November 28th will expand the open heart energy of both humanity and Mother Earth. This will allow the I Am presence of every person on Earth to magnetize the patterns of perfection from our newly birthed renaissance of divine love more effectively from the realms of cause. This will pave the way for the powerful activities of light that are destined to occur in December. On December 12, 2012, 12-12-12, the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the new millennium, our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, and the feminine aspects of deity throughout all creation will breathe into Earth's crystal grid system the highest frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that life on this planet is capable of withstanding. Due to the monumental influxes of light that have occurred over the past several decades, and especially since the dawn of the new millennium, this will be the greatest influx of divine love humanity has ever experienced. For over 500 years, December 12th has been celebrated in Mexico and throughout Central and South America as the feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe. For millions of people, this aspect of Mother Mary has symbolized the return of the divine feminine, our Mother God. On 12-12-12, our Mother God and her exponents, representing the divine feminine throughout all creation, will co-create a force field of divine love that will envelop every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth and all of the spaces in between the particles and waves of life. This force field will reinforce a multidimensional and multifaceted womb of divine love and a birth canal of divine love that will assure Earth's safe passage up the spiral of evolution and the birth of the new Earth in the realms of cause. The beings of light who are sharing this information with us are very aware that in most instances, this information is beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. But they assure us that the I Am presence of each and every one of us clearly understands the bigger picture of what is happening on this planet. They said that adding to the light of the world during this miracle of the shift of the ages and the birth of the new Earth in all her splendor is exactly why we have volunteered to embody on Earth at this time. It will help if we remember the reality that the Company of Heaven has reiterated to us over and over again. They have told us that as sons and daughters of God, we are multidimensional beings existing in many levels of consciousness simultaneously. They said that the physical plane of Earth, which we think of as being very tangible and real, is actually the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in, and that the physical plane of Earth is the very last dimension to reflect the changes that humanity is co-creating with the Company of Heaven in the realms of cause. The events of 12-12-12 will be the final steps of preparation leading up to the December solstice and the birth of the new Earth, which will take place, the initial impulse of it, 2012. These two dates, December 12, 2012, and December 21, 2012, reverberate with the master number 11. If you add up all the single digits in those two dates, it equals 11. The numerology that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. Isn't God fun? On December 21st and 22nd, 2012, the Earth will align with the galactic core of the Milky Way. This will open a portal of light that will extend from the very heart of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, into the divine momentum pulsating in the center of the Earth. This influx of light will flow through God's all-encompassing divine matrix to bless every particle of life on this planet. This divine matrix is the body of our Father, Mother, God, within which all creation lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. This influx of light will begin the process that will birth the new earth in the realms of cause. This will be the earth's new beginning. From that moment forth, the patterns of our planetary cause of divine love and our renaissance of divine love will easily flow into the mental and emotional strata of Earth. Humanity will be able to easily tap into these patterns of perfection, and through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs, we will bring them into manifest form. These patterns contain all of the viable solutions to every humanly created malady existing on Earth. The birth of the new Earth will accelerate the awakening of even the most recalcitrant souls, thus causing a shift that will take place in the energy, vibration, and consciousness of each and every one. This shift will reflect a new level of understanding that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. These precious souls will begin to realize what affects one part of life affects all life. From this new awareness, people will be inspired to work together to find win-win solutions that will benefit every person and enhance the existence of every facet of life on Earth. The Company of Heaven has given us an activity of light to help us during these times. This activity of light will greatly assist in preparing humanity and all life on Earth for the influxes of light that will take place during the next 6 weeks. So today, let's participate together in this opportunity. Please join with me according to your heart's call. This is our moment. This is what we have been preparing for lifetimes. So let's be that open door, that instrument of God in the world of form, that allows the light of God to flow through our heart flames. This is our moment. Our time is at hand. So breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Gently close your eyes and follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. This is a visualization for manifesting divine love on the planet. And we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of every person evolving on this planet. So we invoke the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. And we ask each person's I Am presence to join with us in the oneness of God. as we invoke this light, joining with the entire company of heaven, manifesting this force field of love in, through, and around all life evolving on this planet. Breathe in deeply again, and as you exhale, feel yourself becoming one with your mighty I Am presence. Now, in oneness with the I Am presence of every person on earth and the entire company of heaven, I am the cup, the Holy Grail, through which the love of God will now flow to lift every particle of life evolving on this planet. I am my I Am presence, and I invoke my Father, Mother, God to release the love of God flowing through the divine matrix. Beloved ones, project this love into the heart flame of every person on earth, and direct every person's I Am presence to expand this love until it envelops the entire planet Earth. The Earth is now a blazing sun of divine love, pulsating in our solar system. On the holy breath, our Father, Mother, God, and the aspects of the divine feminine throughout infinity expand the love of God that is flowing through the divine matrix, and breathe that love into the sun of even pressure in the center of the Earth. As the love of God merges with the divine momentum that is pulsating within the heart of Mother Earth, she breathes this unfathomable influx of love into her crystal grid system, which is the acupuncture meridian system in the body of Mother Earth. This light flows through the crystal grid system and blesses every particle of life on this planet. Now, our Father, Mother, God, invoke the angels of transfiguring divine love from the very core of creation, and direct them to traverse the planet north, south, east, and west. In response to our godparents' heart call, these selfless messengers of God descend into the auras of every man, woman, and child on earth. These magnificent beings of light volunteer to remain within humanity's energy field, flooding each one with the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God, in preparation for the activities of life that will unfold during the rest of this year. Now these beings of light prepare for an activity of light that will bathe the planet in fifth-dimensional crystalline frequencies of transfiguring divine love on this sacred and holy day. This frequency of love that humanity is now preparing to receive is beyond anything humanity has ever been able to withstand. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, the angels of transfiguring divine love breathe into the heart flame of the I Am presence of every person on earth the most intensified frequencies of love humanity is capable of receiving. This wondrous love penetrates into my crystalline threefold flame, which is now enveloping my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body. On the holy breath, this influx of love now expands out through my heart chakra and flows into the heart chakra of every person on earth. This is creating a grid of pure divine love, connecting heart flame to heart flame, the divinity within every person on this planet. Through this amazing influx of love, the I Am presence of every person on earth becomes a PowerPoint of divine love, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on earth. Inbreathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of love throughout the earth, blessing humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and expanding out to bless all creation. The I Am presence within every person is now the open door for this resplendent love. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are surfacing all over the world, to be healed and transmuted into light. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, through the angels of transfiguring divine love who have selflessly volunteered to remain within the aura of every person on earth, and through the I Am presence of every human being, we are the cause of this force field of divine love, now anchored on earth. On this sacred and holy day, we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love, over which humanity will now ascend out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. Every person on earth is now being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, fully accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. Now, in deep humility and gratitude, every person's I Am presence affirms, I am a force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me. This love is also thriving on earth through the I Am presence of every person on the planet. The blazing sun of transfiguring divine love that is now enveloping the earth is transforming into light every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is less than God's divine love. The dedicated light workers who are serving humanity and the earth through this activity of light are selflessly paving the way for the birth of the new earth and the patterns of perfection for our planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. Through this activity of light, the I Am presence of every person on earth permanently sets this sweet earth on a path of divine love. And so it is, beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. I now gently return my attention to the room, and I allow these energies to resonate in my heart plane as I breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. And I listen to the following words. The events of the next 6 weeks will be monumental. People everywhere are recognizing that there is something big taking place on Earth, and they have an intuitive inner knowing that they have an important part to play in this unfolding divine plan. The powerful shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness that have taken place within the past year have catapulted this planet and all her life further up the spiral of evolution. Now we are being called to a higher service by our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. Needless to say, there are challenging things taking place in the physical plane. When the negative experiences in our life are exacerbated, our initial response is fear. But then we regroup and focus our attention on what we can do to make a positive difference and to change the things that are going on in our lives. In the vast majority of cases, this leads to prayer and a request for divine intervention and help. These requests are always heard, and there is always a positive response from on high. When we invoke the light of God into a situation, we automatically open our heart. Then our God self, our I Am presence, is able to flood our conscious mind with guidance and viable options, new ideas from our newly birthed renaissance of divine love that will make a positive change in our life and give us new options for handling these challenges. This allows us to be God in action and to become a positive force for good in the situations of our individual lives and in any situation that is occurring on the planet. At this time, millions of light workers around the world are joining together in consciousness to create an open portal through which the light of God and the patterns of perfection for our renaissance of divine love will continually flow to set this planet on a new course that will move the Earth and all her life a quantum leap out of darkness into the light as we are birthed into the new Earth. This is just the beginning of this vitally important facet of our ascension process. We must all, daily and hourly, continue focusing on the patterns of our planetary cause of divine love until we reach a critical mass that will create the unstoppable shift that we have all been working toward, and these patterns will tangibly manifest in our everyday life experiences. We are at a crossroads, and this is a critical turning point for humanity. It is vital that we understand we are not to just sit and wait for the winds of change and the incoming cosmic frequencies of light to transform our lives. In order for this light to manifest in the physical plane, it must be drawn through our heart flames, through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and beliefs. Instead of just sitting around, we must focus on the light with our full attention and utilize the incoming energies to create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth that will be birthed in the realms of cause during the solstice, December 21st and 22nd of this year. At the beginning of this year, 2012, that we've all been hearing about for so long, the beings of light in the realms of truth said for us to fasten our seat belts because we were in for the ride of our lives. Do you have any doubt about that now? Chaotic events are occurring all over the world as we experience an unprecedented purging and cleansing of humanity's human miscreations. It is easy to feel overwhelmed and fearful when we watch the news and see people from every walk of life writhing in pain and agony. But it is not helpful for us to get down there and writhe in agony with them. We can flood them with love and compassion, but if we just wring our hands, and descend into their pain. We actually amplify their suffering. There's an ancient saying that says, when you grieve with someone, you water their garden of sorrow. So instead of grieving with people and feeling helpless and amplifying their pain, let's become the powerful force of love and hope that we came to this earth to be during this monumental moment. This is why we are here. This is our purpose and reason for being, to be the light of the world during Earth's ascension into the realms of perfection. This is time for us to be that reflection of divine love, the full divine momentum of our Father, Mother, God, all that is. So much has been written about love that it has almost become a platitude. But the beings of light want to reiterate again that the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God is the mightiest force in the universe. Love is not a cliche. It is the vibration from which we were born out of the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. And it is the vibration through which we must now evolve and ascend back into the heart of God. Divine love, this frequency of infinite perfection, has no bonds, nor barriers, nor conditions. Within the infinite power of God's love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. This love contains within its essence the full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. Divine love heals the illusion of separation. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. Our Father, Mother, God's divine love is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it reverberates with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom in the light. Divine love is the foundation of creation, and it is the balance of the One. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience divine love, our Father, Mother, God reverberates through all of our essence, our full divine potential. And we begin to understand through new levels of consciousness that we are all one. Whether we are a person, or a magnificent sun, or a blade of grass, we are united in the body of God, the all-encompassing light of divine love, the divine matrix. As our renaissance of divine love reclaims this earth and anoints humanity with its eternal light, we will experience true peace, and suffering will be eliminated. The love of our Father, Mother, God is now resonating in the very core of our beings. It is not outside of ourselves. We no longer need to seek God's love from afar. We need to merely accept that God is within us, abiding in our heart flames. Divine love is pulsating within the silent rhythm of every heartbeat, every breath. It is the universal language now speaking to all humanity through our gift of life. As we listen in the silence of our hearts, we hear the tones and whisperings of love, inspired by the wonder of nature and the music of the spheres. Our renaissance of divine love is now reestablishing a covenant of love within the children of Earth, which will enhance our ability to once and for all accept the gift of God's abundance and eternal peace. Through the covenant of our new essence of love, the supply of all good things will forever and ever flood into the hands and use of the sons and daughters of God. The glory of God's abundance will be a manifest reality, not only in this moment, but far beyond earth and time into eternity. When we agree to become a magnetic force of divine love, we draw to ourselves the loving support we need from those who are aligned with and will assist us with our divine mission. This occurs not because of allegiance to a particular personality, but because of the affinity of our soul's light with the spiritual essence of the particular facet of the divine plan that we are drawn to. As we expand our service to life by adding to the light of the world, we must reach up in consciousness and tap into the sacred knowledge and wisdom that will teach us how to effectively utilize the new frequencies of divine love that are flowing through the new earth that we will soon abide on. Because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place recently, the I Am Presence, the divinity within every person, is at long last reclaiming dominion of our earthly experiences. The divine intervention of our I Am Presence is allowing the entire company of heaven to work more closely with us than ever before. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God are asking us to join with them now in unified consciousness to amplify the cause that will transform this planet and all life evolving upon her into the full expression of heaven on earth. That cause, which we will now expand, utilizing the influx of light from the full divine momentum of the sacred activities that will flow through the next 6 weeks, is divine love. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this way, let's join together and expand that perfection within every heart's flame. Go within to the divinity of your heart, and once again, feel the divine momentum of your heart flowing from heart flame to heart flame, creating a grid of divine love that spans the abyss from the very lowest frequencies of life on earth into the most infinite frequencies of perfection on the new earth. All creation is now focusing on this tiny planet. The sons and daughters of God from every ascended level of being are projecting their love to Earth through the divine matrix of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Now that the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love are encoded within the 12 crystalline solar strands of our RNA-DNA structure, we are able to move forward, receiving unfathomable gifts of divine love from the divine matrix. I am aware of my presence in the world, and I know I am one with all life. I feel myself soaring into the higher frequencies of love in the heart of God than I have ever experienced. In deep humility and gratitude, I accept these opportunities to receive and project this essence of divine love through every particle of life on earth. I am experiencing a love and reverence from this force field within the heart of God that is beyond anything I ever dreamed possible. The love of God is awakening a new level of divine wisdom within my heart and mind. And in a flash of enlightenment, I know and fully understand how I am to convey this reverence for all life to the mass consciousness of humanity. This realization is secured within my conscious mind and is now tangibly available to me whenever I need to recall it. Through my I Am presence, I now consecrate my life to be the open door through which the full spectrum of the flame of transfiguring divine love will now flow to bless all life on earth. For a sublime moment, I assimilate this experience as I breathe in and out, slowly and rhythmically. With each breath, I ascend higher and higher into multifaceted celestial frequencies of my Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love. And with every out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire forth to consecrate all life evolving on this sweet earth. As each human being evolving on earth is consecrated with the full potential of the flame of transfiguring divine love, his or her I Am presence activates specific genetic codings within the DNA. These codings contain the immaculate concept of each person's divine plan. This activity of light empowers every beloved son and daughter of God to fulfill his or her divine purpose and reason for being during this monumental cosmic moment on earth. Through this activation, the mind and emotions of every person are purified and realigned with the harmony of their true being. This purification paves the way for the conscious mind and the superconscious mind within each individual to merge and become one. In this state of at-one-ment, each person's I Am presence comes to the forefront and takes full dominion of his or her life. As this occurs, the life, body, mind, and soul of each person is quickened and lifted into the state of enlightenment that clears the way for the fulfillment of the divine plan and the manifestation of our new renaissance of love and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. And so it is, beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. I now return my attention to the room and I breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically as these energies are assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for volunteering to be with me today and for being the powerful light of the world that you are. Know that these next few weeks are so significant and so important, birthing a new earth, a new beginning for this planet and all of her life. And you are a critical part of that. Please join with me again next week as we expand the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.